are. The U.S. and Iran are at odds over where a drone was before an Iranian missile brought it down.
Where was the drone flying?
It was over international waters, clearly over international waters.
The U.S. military is rejecting Iran's version.
Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false.
Retired Colonel David Maxwell, though, says it may well have been as the president initially described it, a mistake. Telling the AP the Iranians may have thought the drone was in fact in their own airspace.
They might not have the technical means to really determine a location, and somebody made a decision to shoot this down.
Maxwell, a Special Forces veteran, says errors do happen. This one, though, could have severe consequences. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president and top administration officials briefed ranking members of Congress about the incident. Afterwards, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he cautioned the president.
I told the president that these conflicts have a way of escalating. The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
A rookie Sacramento, California police officer lay wounded for some 45 minutes before other officers were able to get to her. 26-year-old Tara O'Sullivan was shot as she was helping a woman collect her belongings before she left a home last night. Deputy Chief David Paletta says she died at a local hospital.
There are no words to convey the depth of sadness we feel or how heartbroken we are for our family of our young, brave officer.
O'Sullivan graduated from the police academy in December. The man inside, identified by family as Adele Ramos, kept officers at bay by firing shots at them until she was rescued with an armored vehicle. This is AP Radio News. Two people are dead. Power was knocked out to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses from Texas to the Carolinas by severe weather. One death reported this afternoon when a tree crushed a home in Columbia, South Carolina. A Mississippi man was killed when a tree hit his home last night. New data from the Census Bureau finds the population in this country is getting older.
From 2010 to 2018, the median age of Americans increased by 1 year to 38.2. In Puerto Rico, the median age jumped nearly 6 years to 42.8, largely the result of younger people moving to the U.S. mainland after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Among states, Maine had the greatest increase. The median age there rose 2.2 years to 44.9. And the only state with a decrease was North Dakota. It's seen a population boom driven by growth in the energy sector, and that's helped pull down the median age to 35.2. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.